Neighborhoods that don't have easy access to fresh, healthy food are known as food deserts. West Bloomington qualifies. In a recent study, the Stevenson Center at Illinois State University cites West Bloomington's lack of access to healthy food as one of the sources of inequality in Bloomington Normal. GLT's Judy Valente explores why the area remains a food desert and what some community groups are doing to help.
There's an acre and a half of land adjacent to Sunnyside Park on the west side of Bloomington that come summer will transform into plots of garden-grown vegetables.
We've grown a lot of tomatoes. We're thinking of expanding our potato and sweet potato production as well, different greens, collards, Swiss chard, kale, really just anything, you know, anything that people want.
Colleen Connolly is one of the organizers of the West Bloomington Active Garden. Residents can cultivate about 10 individual plots in the garden between May and October each year. It's one of the few ways that people in this part of the city can get access to fresh produce.
We are in a food desert over here, so what we're trying to do here is really not just giving people food, but also developing tools to produce one's own food.
A food desert is a part of town where residents don't have easy access to supermarkets or other stores where they can purchase produce, fresh meat, and other staples for healthy living. Food deserts usually are located in low-income and minority neighborhoods. Deborah Halperin is a board member of the West Bloomington Revitalization Project.
These are the types of areas where we see people buying milk at gas stations and, you know, buying snacks from convenience stores instead of having the opportunity to easily access fresh produce or a larger store where they could do more shopping.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture publishes a map of every zip code in America showing neighborhoods that are food deserts. West Bloomington appears on the map as a red square, the designation for places where residents have to travel 1 to 20 miles to get fresh food. What West Bloomington does have in excess is a variety of fast food restaurants and convenience stores, as a tour of the neighborhood with Colleen Connolly of the Bloomington Active Garden shows.
Predominantly things that are high in calories, high in sugar, high in fat, high in sodium. I think maybe I've gone in, there's usually like one little line of baskets that maybe has like some apples or fruit. But a majority of it is like highly processed foods.
We step inside a convenience store that's part of a pilot gas station on Market Street. Hot dogs and fried tostados warm on a rolling grill. Display cases full of chips, candy, and other snacks line the aisles. A wall of coolers offers beer and sugary soft drinks. In a side aisle are three small baskets offering bananas and apples. The convenience store sits amid a fast food haven that includes KFC and Popeye's fried chicken restaurants, a Taco Bell, and a Wendy's. As we head east to the Veterans Parkway shopping district, Connolly notes the food options on this side of town are quite different.
Stores being placed where they are, like it parallels basically where the wealth in the community is, and we're going to see that as we drive down Veterans and see, you know, five or so groceries in one line over here.
Actually, there are 10 large supermarkets in a row.
Target, Kroger, Walmart, Sam's Club, Meijer, Jewel, Hy-Vee, Schnucks, Fresh Time, Fresh Market. I'm at 10.
These supermarkets aren't particularly close to residential neighborhoods, but there is a difference between here and the situation in West Bloomington.
The houses are kind of sectioned off from the grocery stores, but the difference is that most of the houses here have access to vehicles. And so you don't have to, you know, rely on the public transportation system or getting a ride from someone else or waiting until someone is done with the car. Most of the houses over here have, if not one, multiple vehicles that they have at their disposal to be able to go to any of these grocery stores that we're going to pass by.
It doesn't appear likely that any large supermarket chain will move into West Bloomington anytime soon. Eric Haverson is a spokesman for the Cincinnati-based Kroger company. Kroger has several stores in Bloomington Normal.
In the long term, to invest in an area, we need to be confident that we'll see a return on the investment and even anticipate growth in our business once it's there.
Halverson says the Kroger on Main Street near the Bloomington and Normal borderlines can serve residents of the West Side. But that store is 2 miles from the West Side's Old Town neighborhood and 3 miles from the Sunnyside neighborhood where the Active Garden is.
The Main Street store does not have a full-service butcher, a fresh seafood department, or a full-service bakery, as the East Side College Avenue store does.
That takes us back to the idea of the data and the research that goes into determining where a store can be the most successful. Look at the population studies, look at demographics of an area to get a sense for the available food dollars in a certain area. And when we put a store in a location, we want it to succeed.
A few grassroots organizations have stepped into the breach with programs that help provide West Bloomington residents with fresh produce free of charge. One of those programs is the Veggie Oasis. On Saturday mornings, Deborah Halperin of the Revitalization Project is there helping residents find lettuce, potatoes, and beans laid out on folding tables on West Washington Street.
Some of this is a convenience issue, that if there's fresh produce near you and that you can easily access it, you're more likely to go get it and eat it. And that's what we want, is people to have more fresh, healthy produce in their diets.
Veggie Oasis depends on getting donations from what's left over at the Bloomington Normal Farmers Market.
We say, hey, you know, is there anything you're not taking back to the farm today? Would you like to donate anything to our project? And we gather up that food, and it is a substantial amount of food. Our farmers are very generous. We couldn't do it without them.
Halperin says the number of people who come to the Veggie Oasis seeking free food has grown steadily. One of the regulars is Altheria Betts. She was passing by one day and saw the sign for the Veggie Oasis.
And I asked people, and they told me that you could get free vegetables here from the farmer's market.
Betts says she is trying to eat healthily to avoid some of the problems that have affected other members of her family.
Stroke, cancer, brain tumors, diabetes, high blood pressure, all of that.
The nearest full-service grocery stores to Betts' neighborhood are the West Side Walmart and an Aldi's near Market Street. Both are off Route 55, about 2 miles from residential neighborhoods. Betts says she has a car, but many of her neighbors don't. They have to take buses to shop.
You got
to
get on the bus and wait for the bus. It might be raining one day. You got to carry the food on the bus. And what if you don't have any help?
Herein lies another characteristic of food deserts: poor access to transportation. Halperin of the West Bloomington Revitalization Board says that for many West Side residents, getting to a full-service supermarket on a regular basis in another part of town is a hardship.
They don't have a car. You know, they rely on a bus. Maybe the bus comes once an hour. So between your two jobs and getting your kids to school and all the other things families have to do, it's another thing you have to schedule in. If you don't have a car, is how to get to the grocery store and back.
The Veggie Oasis only operates part of the year. It begins in early summer and ends in late October. It is then that another grassroots program kicks in, also run by volunteers.
I've got a lot of apples today. A lot of chorizo soup in here today.
On weekends, Beacon of Hope volunteers Gary Calhoun and Joellen Scott make the rounds of supermarkets. Calhoun drives to the store's loading docks in a truck from his architectural metals business. He then packs up the produce the supermarkets no longer want to sell, as well as other foods like bread, milk, soup, and yogurt that are slightly past their sell-by date. Scott says Beacon of Hope is on a food rescue mission.
We are a nonprofit looking to help eliminate food waste and give back to the community. We're bringing anywhere from 5 to 30 boxes of food, which is very unpredictable. We never know from week to week what we might get.
Scott surveys the food she and Calhoun collected, now arrayed on folding tables outside the offices of the West Bloomington Revitalization Project.
So this apple here has a bruise on it, and they would have had to throw out the whole bag of apples where,
just
you know, I
that.
Could go home and cut around it and still use it.
Yeah.
So is it pretty hit or miss then?
Armando Baez, who works for the Revitalization Project, oversees the twice weekly food giveaways.
Every Thursday and Saturday, we have usually three tables of food, and at the end of the day, the food is gone. There's nothing left over. So to me, in my mind, that says there is a need for food on the west side of town.
Sometimes the offerings are a bit exotic, like the oat milk and shiitake mushrooms on offer this particular Saturday. But the people who come, like this Hispanic man who declined to give his name, say the residents appreciate whatever free food they can get.
It's a way for survival, I guess.
There is one supermarket that's near to the residential homes of West Bloomington.
This is a locally produced milk in Fairbury, Illinois, and this
Green Top Grocery opened less than a year ago.
For us.
Its planners stress that its location would shrink the size of West Bloomington's food desert. But Green Top isn't your usual grocery store. It's a cooperative, funded in part by the $200 memberships its customers buy. It is more of a boutique grocery than a full-service market, a place where you can buy sesame seaweed salad, oat milk, sparkling grapefruit wine, as well as organically grown produce and locally baked breads that are typically more expensive than supermarket brands. Most of the people who came seeking free food at the West Bloomington Veggie Oasis told me they had never heard of Green Top or that they couldn't afford its prices. A gallon of milk, $3.49. A loaf of rye bread, $6. A loaf of paisano bread, $5.50.
Our prices are a little bit higher than a conventional store, and part of that is because of our size and how much we can order.
That's Rainey Themer, marketing manager of Green Top. She said the store recently lowered prices on about 400 items, many of them basics. Now, purple signs adorn many of the shelves announcing special sales on certain staples, like cereals. Green tags connote other sale items.
The purple signs you see in our store, those are basic items that you find in our grocery store that we sell at cost or below cost for us. And so they'll be more of your grains, your vegetables, milk, eggs, items that everybody needs.
Themer also points to the store's teaching kitchen. Most of the customers are affluent whites who now attend the cooking classes. But she says the store hopes to reach more of its neighbors.
You can give somebody produce, but if they don't know how to cook, we're not really giving them access. So we offer 2 to 3 cooking classes a month in our teaching kitchen. Some of these are feed classes, but our most basic classes we offer for free.
Volunteers working to bring healthier food to the families of West Bloomington say all of their efforts combined amount to only a stopgap measure. The Veggie Oasis and Beacon of Hope food giveaways and Colleen Connolly's Active Garden might serve only a few hundred people at best. Armando Baez of the Revitalization Project says the West Side needs a long-term solution.
There has to be some source of food or grocery store or something for residents that especially don't have transportation or whatever it might be. Like, there has to be something on the West Side. So I think that's part of our role and other volunteers' role to be active. It's because I don't see a store being built. For now, this is our solution.
Deborah Halperin of the Revitalization Project says other communities are trying creative approaches to address the food crisis in their neighborhoods.
Maybe there's a way there could be a combo grocery store gas station. You know, if you have to get gas on your way home, could you also pop in and pick up a rotisserie chicken? I think if we wait, we're going to be as stuck as we are now. So we should be looking at other ways that communities are responding to these challenges because our families need us now.
That, Halperin acknowledges, will take both long-term planning and perhaps government intervention to offer enticements to businesses to build supermarkets in lower-income neighborhoods. I'm Judy Valente.
The Agriculture Department says about 19 million Americans live in low-income areas that are 1 to 10 miles from the nearest supermarket. Only about 8% of African Americans live in a census tract with a supermarket, compared to 31% of whites. Tomorrow, GLT's Judy Valente talks more with Green Top Grocery's marketing manager, Rainey Themer, about the store's struggle to reach more minorities. You're listening to Sound Ideas.